Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're live in the studios downtown today and anxious for this train to come to the station here in the next half hour because I got a bunch of salmon I'm going to be smoking and my mouth's watering already. But right now on the grilling line, we've got a guy that has nothing to do with salmon and everything to do with beef. We've got our friend Scott from Certified Angus Beef. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Man, it's going fantastic here in Michigan. Where are you at?
I'm in Ohio.
Okay.
So very, very close. I think I might have to take a little drive to get some of that salmon.
Well, you got it, man. I'll have plenty if you come over. No question. Just bring some beef, though. I'll trade you even up. Like that
exactly.
On the grill, too.
Yeah. Hey, Scott, welcome to the show. I talked to you last night, and we were talking a little bit about what Certified Angus Beef does. You're pretty close to Wooster, Ohio, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We're based actually in Wooster, Ohio, so by the College of Wooster.
Yeah. That's where the Worcestershire comes from, probably. Worcestershire?
Yep.
I don't know. You got Black Angus, that's all we know.
The Worcester steer, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell the listening audience what Certified Angus Beef really is.
Well, Certified Angus Beef represents the best of the best. We are actually a nonprofit company out of Worcester, Ohio. We are owned by America's Angus producers. So those ranchers that make great beef and great eating experiences and dining experiences are who own us. We represent the top 8% of all the beef available in the United States. So when you're purchasing a great steak at Meijer, or great roast, or brisket for smoking on the grill, you're really, truly getting the best of the best.
So you can actually find a Certified Angus Beef brisket as well.
Yes.
That sounds tempting.
It's one of my favorites. I love smoking a nice, good brisket for, 14 hours and getting a nice caramelization and crust on the outside, and then you see the little pink line that goes in. Oh, yeah, that's the stuff right there.
Yeah, I'm a big brisket fan. As a matter of fact, in a week we're doing a brisket class up here, and I'm going to have to try and find one of those CAB briskets because I can't say that I've ever seen the Certified Angus brand on a brisket, so I must be going to the wrong place.
Well, definitely stop by your Meijer and ask the meat managers there. I'm sure they'll be able to hook you up.
That's a great idea. Now, tell me, when you're grilling, you're actually a chef, and you work for CAB. When you're grilling, what's your favorite steak? Obviously, it's Angus, but what's your favorite cut to grill?
Well, it really just depends on the mood of what type of mood I'm in. I really, truly love a great Certified Angus Beef strip steak. It just, the nice bite, the flavor, it's the perfect steak for me most of the time. But there are times that I love the richness and robustness of a great ribeye or even a newer cut that we call the Chuck Denver steak. So it's actually, we're starting to push that right now, and hopefully soon you'll be seeing that in the Meijer stores.
Chuck Denver, do you have to sing when you eat that?
Pardon?
I said, with a Chuck Denver, do you have to sing when you eat that?
Well, kind of. I you might have to.
I got the million-dollar question. Charcoal or gas? How do you cook?
Depending on the time. I prefer charcoal if I can, if I had the time. But gas is a lot more convenient, especially in these busy day times and days.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Really depends.
We're of the same opinion. Prefer the charcoal if I've got time, but we also enjoy cooking on infrared grill. We have a tech brand that works with us here at the show, and boy, does that produce some just fantastic meat when you cook them to that 100% infrared.
Exactly. You get that nice crustiness on the outside and that nice softness inside. It just, you can't go wrong.
So tell us more about these Chuck Norris steaks.
Well, the Chuck Denver steaks are actually a cut coming out of the Chuck eye. And the industry as a whole has been developing new cuts. So we're looking at the science behind what makes good beef. And we learned that as a whole, we were cutting meat with lots of grains and different muscle structures. So we learned that we're able to make a very palatable steak and a great steak if we cut one muscle out of the whole chuck eye. So it's a great way to maximize the animal and make sure that we're getting all we can out of the out of that piece of meat.
Is that the mock tenderloin?
No. It's a little bit different than the mock tenderloin. The mock tenderloin is actually a fairly lean cut, and it's kind of tough. So the mock tenderloin, you traditionally use more of a braising technique or a longer, slower cook, where the Chuck Denver is a very, very tender cut. So you can actually grill it and or pan fry it or saute it. So a lot faster cooking technique.
Well,
it actually performs really well. But you'll start seeing that hopefully soon in the Meijer stores.
And it does it have a flavor or anything like a flat iron?
Yeah, it's very, very similar to the flat iron. In fact, as we are developing the flat iron and looking at the way we cut meat, that is kind of when the Chuck Denver started to pop as far as the eating qualities and the fact that it's very tender and flavorful. So that's kind of when we learned about it.
Well, great. Scott Popovich, how do you say that?
Popovich.
Thanks so much for joining us and representing certified Angus beef and making ranchers across America proud from
yes.
Worcester, Ohio. We'd love to talk to you again sometime. It sounds like you're just a wealth of knowledge.
Well, looking forward to it, and call me anytime.
Okay, and tell Melissa thank you so much.
Not a problem. Head up to your Meijer for a great steak.
Okay, will do.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, that's Scott Popovich.
Speaking of great steaks, Bob, there's still some spots available in that class that you're teaching up in Rockford. Isn't it you and Cowboy Rob Russell?
Robbie.
And you guys are going to be teaching what? It's August the 20th. The class starts at 5:30. I'm actually going to be a participant in this class.
My goodness. And you're going to be that bad kid in the back that throws stuff?
No, I promise I won't heckle too much. I am there to learn because you can never stop learning about this whole barbecue game. And I got an opportunity to sit and watch the two of the best guys I know that know how to grill is you and Cowboy Rob Russell. What are you going to be teaching us?
Well, that's very kind of you to say. But, you know, it's always a learning game for all of us. We learn from the students while we're there, honestly.
Yep,
we just go in there with an open mind, and it's hard to do because a lot of times you get set in your ways. But you know these guys come into the classes; a lot of them have a lot of skills too, and it's amazing what maybe some little 70-year-old grandma might teach you about, you know, preparing a roast or a brisket or something like that. Little tricks, but it's a butts and briskets class, and I think a chimp could smoke a butt.
Right.
So the butt, seriously.
There's a visual.
They've got to 12 times the strength of a human, you know.
Yeah.
But it's not much to smoke a butt. It's pretty simple stuff. There's some great techniques to it.
Sell it short. You got to do some seasoning. You got to do some preparation.
Maybe I'm just bored with it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just so used to it. The real trick is if you can master a brisket. That is the trick.
Cut off the front of the cow, the chest. It's a little. It's a very highly used muscle, so it's going to be dense. And trying to get that flavored, prepared, and cooked properly, not over dry. There's a real art to it. We were talking about this earlier today.
Yeah.
That's the reason I'm going to the class, because
yeah.
I've screwed up more of them than I've ever made good.
I've tasted bad ones,
and
too.
I want to make sure I can try to get this
down.
Dude,
the first brisket I ever did, I did on a Primo. And I cooked it fat side up, meat down, right over the charcoal.
Yeah, didn't turn out?
It was like cardboard.
Yeah, exactly. But so coming up next, I'm going to break down a recipe for a melon drink that you're going to like. It's, you know what, it's fresh vegetable season, the fruits and vegetables, there's stands all over. So we're going to go through that. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.